Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming from the NFC, I wasn't really paying attention to Drake, but the guy's a baller, man. He's all around special talent at quarterback. He can throw, he can run. He makes great decisions, and he definitely, for me, he definitely got a lot better since his rookie year, right? I mean, that's what you want to see in a franchise quarterback. That's what you want to see kind of in any player. He has my respect.
That's linebacker Shaq Thompson.
One of the helping factors with the Bills being a little more stout in the run game as of late. Carl Jones, who we had on last hour, talked glowingly about how Thompson's play has affected the defense. If you want to listen to that, it'll be on our website at WGR550.com to listen on demand, and you can also use the Odyssey app to rewind and hear that. So the last caller that we had, Steve, he had some thoughts about being in McDermott, and it seems like there's a little bit of like a development question being thrown in there, and how the GM and the coach seem to be upset with each other in certain aspects. And I think that while it sounded like Steve was a little more leaning toward the GM not being as much of the problem, I'm going to go ahead and answer this in the total boring fence-sitting position. It is contextually case-by-case, player-by-player. Because he brought up Puna Ford and Tim Settle.
Right.
But those guys are not starting D tackles in the National Football League. They are rotational pieces that are doing well within their roles.
Right.
This year, those guys would have to be starters considering what the depth chart has been obliterated to and what it has looked like.
Right. And how much different does it look than it does now with those guys starting the snaps that Jordan Phillips is playing?
The equivalent here would be, quite frankly, Deion Walker.
Right.
Walker has had to move up the depth chart. He did a little bit of it on his own volition, but he's also had to do a lot more of it based on circumstance.
Right.
And he's been solid.
He's been very good.
He hasn't been a superstar by any...
Up and down, splash plays, but I think he's been as good as you would have hoped he would be.
He has eclipsed what a fourth-round rookie would look like in his rookie year, is how I would phrase that.
Right.
TJ Sanders is another player that, like, he's playing out of position. He didn't really have a good start to the season. He's picked it up a little bit more as the year has gone on,
right,
after coming back from injury. It's case by case. Ready? The caller was frustrated about the lack of development that's going on within the team. You brought up Cole Bishop. I'll bring up the other end of the sword on this. Kyrie Elam.
Right.
The Bills are savants, it seems like, with secondary and players that can be just immediately brought in and right from the go, they're ready to do this thing. They brought in Kyrie Elam, and he does not fit anything. As a matter of fact, Elam was seen primarily as a man corner playing a zone dominant scheme.
Right.
And that is one of those where it's a little bit of a disconnect. the thing that the two did connect on was they liked Elam as a person, how studious he is, how diligent he is. It is not because of effort that Elam did not get to stick around within Buffalo. It is just ability. Good person. Unfortunately, it's not working out. That's what I see out of Kyrie Elam. That's the way I would want to phrase it.
And that definitely, if you want to make the argument that McDermott didn't develop Elam properly, that's valid, and you have a point there. But has he worked out in Dallas?
No, he's already gone.
He's gone.
He's already gone.
And so does that mean it's a development issue or a talent issue?
Taylor Rapp. That's an example that was brought up. Taylor Rapp is a box safety. The problem with having a box safety is you need to have someone that can complement that. And for the start of Cole Bishop's career, a little bit of a thumper type.
Right.
He's not stepping into that role. They're making Bishop play in a position that he is not. That's also a little bit of a disconnect on the roster and the coaching. You don't have another guy that can move around, because last year, Rapp and Hamlin's the tandem, right? Those are two box safeties. Right. How am I supposed to have a free roamer when I don't have one on the depth chart? Bishop's injured. You tried to sign Derek Forrest, and you tried to sign Mike Edwards to try to push Hamlin further down the depth chart. Honestly, it looks like that's what you wanted to do, strengthen the bottom of it. And those guys couldn't stick. Is that a coaching problem, or is it the guy just doesn't have the gas within this system?
And I mean, the Bills put in a claim for Darius Slay a week ago.
Right.
You clearly have a talent issue on the defense. To me, it could not be more any more obvious than it is now. Like, you've got a bunch of guys who aren't playing that. Like, they're not playing in the positions they're playing in on other teams, on good defenses. And this defense is a top five passing defense in the league with, you know, an old Jordan Poyer back there and a Cole Bishop who struggled. I think that McDermott deserves so much more credit than he is getting for extracting what he has extracted out of this defensive unit.
And
I know the run defense has been a problem. Has it ever killed them in the playoffs?
So, I'm glad you said something about that. There's a trend going on now within the National Football League. And talent-wise or player archetype-wise, defenses are smaller, and it is being taken advantage of by coaching.
Right.
You are looking at rosters the way that they are. They are smaller. They are meant to cover more within the pass. And yet, so the Bills are a perfect case study of this. On offense, they're ahead of the trend. Joe Brady does run the football. As frustrating as we can sometimes be with the offensive coordinator and how things are going play calling wise,
they are effective running the ball.
They are very effective running the ball. They're one of the best to do it in the NFL right now. James Cook's second in the league. That's not an accident.
No.
That is following the trend. With two high defenses and smaller players, you take advantage of it. Six offensive linemen is a common trend now. The Bills were ahead of it. And this is where, oddly enough, the coaching staff and the general manager do end up in lockstep here with Jackson Hawes. They take a tight end who's so proficient at blocking, you don't need to put in a sixth offensive lineman.
Right. Now you're ahead of the next trend.
Now you're ahead of the next trend. On defense, their roster is not ahead of it. We talked about the struggles of Terrell Bernard in the run game this year, almost ad nauseum at this point,
right,
and how it has gotten better because of Shaq Thompson, the player we just introduced into the segment with the clip.
Teron Johnson is a part of that, too. Nickel versus base is a big thing that's shifting now. With how much teams are running the ball, defense are playing more base. There are more three linebackers. That's why we see more Dorian Williams. And you need to understand where the personnel deficiencies are. And I think that they are, for the most part, that defense has a lot of deficiencies. Secondary, you're claiming Darius Slay. You're clearly not super comfortable with what's happening there. You've got linebacker rotation that your captain is a guy that people don't even want on the field.
Yeah, and some of that is just Bernard is dealing with the consequences of the trends shifting. The Bills have been not great against the run for years now. So I am going to go ahead and put that in the other side where it's like,
right.
Yeah, okay.
That's fair.
Like, but you did ask the question, has it come back to bite them in the playoffs yet? The answer is yet. We'll see. This year.
Who's going to do it?
This I mean, if they make it back in the Colts.
Sure. Yeah, with Philip Rivers.
But also.
Have fun.
RJ Harvey is a solid running game. I like what New England's able to do with Henderson. They should play him more, actually. It's kind of a little egregious that they don't. Jacksonville with ETN has actually looked pretty good this year.
The run defense being what it is partially a choice by the coaching staff.
And yes.
That is because they don't want to get passed on. That is a choice that McDermott makes. It's not, I need to be – obviously, he wants to be better at stopping the run. He wants his defense to be effective at it. But if he had to pick, he's picking being worse at run defense 10 times out of 10. And that is part of this whole thing is like, you get mad about the run defense. I get it. Maybe it's embarrassing to get run on. I understand. It is not as effective at winning games as being efficient stopping a pass. It just isn't. And when you have the quarterback you have, you know you can get out to a lead, and you know teams are going to have to pass on you. It's going to have to happen.
Now, here's the interesting part. I go back to, has it bit them in the butt in the playoffs yet? No, it has not. Yet is an operative word here. It's going to do some heavy lifting this year because, Owen, how have they lost in the playoffs?
So the Chiefs, mostly.
Mahomes four times, Burrow once, right?
Right.
Those are the quarterbacks, and they carved you up. Who are the quarterbacks that they have beaten in the playoffs? I'll give you the whole list. Lamar Jackson twice, where they run the ball really well, mind you. Skylar Thompson, Mac Jones, Bo Nix, and Phillip Rivers. Oddly enough, now those are all active quarterbacks.
Right.
I don't have enough time, and I want to talk more about Phillip Rivers, and I don't have the time.
We don't have it.
I don't have the time. But some of those teams, Rivers' Colts, Jackson's Ravens, very good at running the football. And they showed in the playoffs to adjust. That is not something a general manager can do. That is a coach's choice. Mm-hmm. They adjust within the playoffs to attack and overcommit to stopping the run,
right.
Particularly Baltimore.
Right.
That first half in the AFC divisional game against Baltimore, they make sure to sell out on stopping Derrick Henry to a point where they are willing to put the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands and dare him to win the football game.
Right.
He
didn't.
Commits enough turnovers that they start poorly enough that they don't get to make up for it. They almost do. An error dropping a two-point conversion keeps it from being tied. The Bills win the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A coach that can adjust is still a highly coveted thing. And I've seen over the last few years, McDermott more capable of adjusting.
I think you've seen it in the last few games. Look at the Bengals game. At first half, they didn't do anything on defense, and then they figured it out. They made key stops that allowed them to win that game. They made a huge play with the Benford pick. The Epinesa pick was huge in the play after. They have shown an ability to adjust and really analyze what they're doing wrong and figure out what they need to do to give themselves a chance to win. And that's what I think the defense's job is. Give that offense the chance to go win the game. That's what Bean says every year, right? After they lose, what does he say? Josh had the ball in his hands with a chance to win it. I'd take that 10 times out of 10. Okay.
And this is...
You're getting it from that defense.
This is... You've been talking a little bit about the micro of it. I'm liking to extend on the macro,
right?
The last 2 years. This season, they are the best team in point differential in the second half, and it's not even close.
Right.
They start poorly, frustratingly so almost. The last time that Buffalo and New England met, it was a 6-3 stink fest.
Right.
The is this a fart or do I have to check it? That's what that first half was.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills do a good job of getting out from the locker room and knowing how to attack from there, particularly on the defense. You mentioned how this defense is giving them a shot to win a football game more times than not. In the Bills' four losses, who's the real culprit?
The offense. The offense couldn't score.
The offense couldn't score. And the defense in the second half would make enough plays to keep you in it. The Miami game is the one where it's just like the dam finally breaks.
Right.
But they did everything they could. You win zero games having a first half like the Bills did where they went nowhere.
Yeah, they couldn't do anything.
They scored 0 points. They didn't score until late in that game. That's how you lose.
Right.
It's why Houston's the more terrifying matchup of the entire field of seven.
100%.
Because they have a defense that is, quite frankly, and I love how Carl Jones put this a couple weeks ago on Twitter. He said the brand of defense they play is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because the chart shows how willing a team is to disguise and how much they blitz. The Texans do not disguise their coverage, right, and they do not blitz.
Yeah, they show line it up.
They line it up and say, try to beat us.
Let's see what you got.
Bet you can.
Our guys are better than yours.
And it is disrespectful.
Yeah, for
sure. It's like, hey, we're not hiding what we're doing. Beat us.
That doesn't make you feel good if you're a quarterback and you go, I know exactly what's about to happen, and I have no idea what I can do.
But the Bills don't have that talent right now.
Exactly, and that goes back to that Bean point, right? That's the whole thing.
I love wrapping up a point.
That is it. That's the point we're trying to make, is that they see it. McDermott has had to do so much schematically and so much coaching up to keep this unit functional. And you see, look around the league, you look at Houston, you look at Denver, you look at Seattle. These guys have got studs left and right.
The one benefit I will give them, and this is my way of giving Bean a little bit of credence, is none of those teams have to pay a quarterback. So it does get harder. And you are picking a little bit from the bargain bin. However, the part now I'm going to take away from him is the drafting needs to be better, because you can still hit on top-tier players,
right,
in any round. Bean's biggest weakness within his draft record has been, outside of Josh Allen, have you really grabbed me a superstar? And Ed Oliver's probably your closest.
Diggs was a superstar.
But you traded
for
him.
But that's right.
You didn't draft him.
No, this isn't a draft. Good.
So
yes, true.
That's my biggest qualm with Bean, is getting me a superstar. Because
yeah,
you could find them in any round. Deion Walker might be that.
And the key to that
Cole Bishop might be that.
Right.
We don't know yet. And I hope that there's an answer in the affirmative.
Yeah.
But Ed Oliver's my next best draftee in this era of guys that have that star power, that real potential to be game changer. Rousseau has been on a milk carton this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I understand he's good against the run, but that it's a middling
good
contract.
Good against the run on one of the worst run defenses in the National Football League. So how good is it really?
Yeah, and you got 3 sacks.
When they've needed you.
They need you. Bad. Bosa's been out. Oliver's been out.
Hoyt.
You need better. Hoyt, yes.
Hoyt shows up and has 2 sacks in 2 games.
Right.
He almost outpaced you in 2 games.
Oh, he did outpace you.
But like he almost outdid you for the season in 2 games.
Right.
Ed Oliver has matched your production in 3.
Yeah.
It has to be better.
And
I'm sorry, but as a coach, there's only so much you can do to get it out of them. The defensive line has been a frustrating aspect of both coach and general manager alike. But I do see what they do with secondary. I do see what they do when it comes to offensive line. That's
Cromer. Cromer's a wizard.
But that's also, does the general manager hire Cromer or the head coach? Coach picks the staff.
Right.
He surrounded
himself in a good situation.
And this wraps up the final point of this, which is it is contextually different no matter the situation. But what we have seen through the entirety of it is there's a little bit of butting heads going on. Mm-hmm. The Rams are smacking each other in the head trying to find out who's the more dominant one right now. Hopefully, this all smooths over. A season like this might be the one that you need where you have the discussions going, yo, what in the heck are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Sometimes you need that. A little bit of like facing reality together and going, okay, I don't like what we did, but now we can talk.
And now we've got the Patriots to worry about too. And that might push them even harder.
And that might push them to be back into lockstep.
Right.
That is the other interesting part of it. Speaking of teams not in lockstep. What a transition, right?
Forgot about them.
Yep. They do wrap up their road trip tomorrow night. Yep. But the Buffalo Sabres, we've heard much akin to a little bit of what we've heard from the Bills this year and what we talked about in extension. We've heard a little bit of it now, too, where there's a head coach that has voiced a little bit of concerns about how the roster's managed. And I'm not going to say we're going to talk about the Sabres coming up next, but we are going to get into a little bit of hockey talk because you have a Tristan Jarry thing that you promised to talk about. I said we should talk about the trades that happened yesterday. And, well, whether or not, I guess we will end up on the Sabres at one point or not, next segment, does winning tomorrow's game really change what the direction should be for the Buffalo Sabres?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.